Welcome to the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility, an ongoing inquiry into the origins and evolution of American government. The executive director of the Virtual Center is Dr. Bill O'Brien. He's also the host of this discussion. And here he is, Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Agnes, and welcome to a new week of programming here at the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility. This is Bill O'Brien. It is a pleasure to be with you on this Monday. It's turned out to be a rather snowy Monday here in Appalachia, but it's due to end this afternoon, and the accumulation is not bad. It's 3 or 4 inches at most, but again, it makes travel very, very difficult. And speaking of travel, let me say, because I want to make sure that I spend a moment today and tomorrow as well, making listeners aware that we will not be doing a program Wednesday. I'm traveling to New England and will not be back. And so consequently, we'll be doing previous program. Agnes will be running previous programs on Wednesday, and also the three programs next week, because I won't be able to get back until next Wednesday. And so what that means is we'll be back on the air 2 weeks from today, the following Monday. So I'll mention this again, but I don't want anybody to be surprised by it. And please know that there's nothing wrong. We're kind of doing some emergency babysitting for my wife's son, who is in the military and is deployed, and his wife is being sent out of town for her job, and ultimately there are three young children there, oldest being 10, that need somebody to care for them. So that's what we're doing. So my wife will be up there for about 12 days. I won't be that long, but I did want everybody to know that. There's so much happening. And it's so, and all of it in one way or another is related to the Constitution. So I don't know if it's really funny. I've mentioned in previous for several months now our Facebook page, and mentioned that I do try to put postings on there periodically to kind of keep up. But over the last 3 or 4 days, I must have put 8 or 10 different postings on our Facebook page. Because the material is just coming fast and furious. I've never quite seen anything like it. All of it seems to me, is very pertinent to this program, because, as I mentioned, either indirectly or directly, it's related to the Constitution. And this weekend, and the protests that are going on, that have been going on this weekend and continue to go on today, are no exception. We are 2 weeks into the new well, this is the beginning of the second full week of the Trump administration, from the inauguration a week ago Friday. Already, we've had 2 weekends of massive protests. Last week, the Women's March, of course. And then this week, we had, in the middle of the week, we had the Right to Life March in Washington, which was very, very well attended, of course. And then this weekend, we had protests at airports around the country, and indeed around the world. Just before we came on the air today, I just caught a breaking news item that a petition signed by more than a million Brits